Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Arousal: The Secret Logic of Sexual Fantasies by Michael J. Bader is a nonfiction book in psychology and sexuality studies that examines why sexual fantasies take the forms they do and what those forms may reveal about emotional safety, desire, and unconscious fear. Drawing on Bader's experience as a psychotherapist and psychoanalyst, the book argues that fantasies are not simply random products of biology or social conditioning. Instead, they can function as psychological solutions that help remove internal barriers to arousal. Written for a broad audience rather than specialists, the book aims to make psychoanalytic ideas understandable without heavy jargon. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical to help readers interpret their own desires, reduce shame around private fantasies, and better understand differences in sexual excitement between partners. It also extends beyond fantasy alone to discuss related themes such as sexual chemistry, boredom, pornography, cybersex, and gender differences in arousal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sexual fantasies as psychological responses to unconscious danger. The central claim of the book is that fantasies and preferences are best understood as psychological antidotes to unconscious dangers rather than as direct expressions of instinct or social programming. Bader's framework shifts attention away from the surface content of a fantasy and toward the emotional problem it solves. In this view, a fantasy may create distance from fear, vulnerability, shame, or responsibility, allowing arousal to occur more freely. That approach matters because it explains why fantasies can be highly individualized while still following a clear internal logic. The book does not treat sexual desire as mysterious chaos. It treats it as organized around the need to feel safe enough to experience pleasure. This makes the theory useful for readers who have felt confused by their own arousal patterns, since it offers an interpretive model rather than a moral judgment. It also helps explain why the same fantasy can be experienced differently by different people, depending on what emotional threat it helps manage. Secondly, how the book connects safety, pleasure, and sexual excitement. A major theme in the book is the relationship between emotional safety and the capacity for pleasure. Bader suggests that sexual excitement often depends on the mind finding a way to neutralize anxiety, inhibition, or relational pressure. Rather than assuming desire is strongest when inhibition disappears, he argues that arousal can increase when a person unconsciously feels protected from specific fears. This helps explain why some fantasies revolve around control, distance, dominance, surrender, or anonymity. These elements may reduce emotional exposure and make pleasure easier to sustain. The book treats this as a general logic of erotic life, not a narrow clinical exception. By framing fantasy as a mechanism that protects the self while enabling excitement, Bader offers a way to understand why desire is often tied to vulnerability and why emotional discomfort can be inseparable from arousal. This perspective also gives readers language for recognizing the conditions under which sex feels possible and why a seemingly ordinary situation can either support or interfere with desire depending on how safe it feels. Thirdly, why the book treats shame and secrecy as central to sexual fantasy. The book pays close attention to the fact that many people feel embarrassed or ashamed by their fantasies, even when those fantasies are common. Bader treats secrecy not as proof that a fantasy is abnormal, but as evidence that sexuality is often organized around hidden fears and private negotiations with desire. This makes shame a key part of the book's analysis, because shame can prevent people from examining what actually excites them. The author's aim is not to normalize every fantasy by saying all fantasies are identical, but to show that fantasy content has logic and therefore need not be read as evidence of pathology. That stance is important for readers who may have judged themselves harshly for thoughts they do not fully understand. The book encourages a more analytical attitude. Instead of asking whether a fantasy is permissible, it asks what emotional problem the fantasy solves. By doing so, it helps move sexual self-understanding away from moral panic and toward psychological insight. The result is a framework that can reduce isolation and make private desire easier to discuss with a partner or therapist. Fourthly, extending the theory to pornography, cybersex, and sexual boredom, Bader does not limit his discussion to private fantasies in the abstract. He extends the same psychological logic to broader sexual phenomena such as pornography, cybersex, boredom, and sexual chemistry. This matters because it shows the theory is intended to explain patterns of erotic behavior in contemporary life, not just unusual fantasies. Pornography, for example, can be read as a setting that intensifies arousal by simplifying emotional demands or offering controlled forms of stimulation. Cybersex similarly fits a framework in which distance and mediated interaction may reduce certain anxieties while preserving excitement. The discussion of boredom also broadens the book beyond desire in isolation by showing how repetition and routine can interfere with arousal when fantasy no longer performs its protective function. In this way, the book connects individual erotic imagination to larger questions about how people sustain interest over time. Rather than treating these topics as separate moral controversies, Bader organizes them around a common question: what conditions allow desire to stay alive? And what emotional pressures make it fade? Lastly, gender differences in arousal and the limits of one-size-fits-all explanations. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to differences in how men and women get excited. Bader uses his psychoanalytic framework to argue that arousal cannot be reduced to a universal formula because different people may need different psychological conditions in order to feel desire. The point is not to impose a rigid binary, but to show that gendered patterns of sexual excitement may reflect different forms of emotional protection, relational expectation, or fear management. This makes the book especially relevant to couples because partners often assume their own erotic logic should naturally match the other person's. Bader challenges that assumption by showing how misunderstanding can emerge when one partner interprets the other's desire through the wrong psychological lens. His approach is useful because it gives readers a way to think about mismatch without turning it immediately into defect or incompatibility. The book therefore offers a conceptual bridge between personal fantasy and interpersonal sexual communication, helping explain why desire can be deeply intimate and yet unevenly expressed across partners. In conclusion, Arousal, The Secret Logic of Sexual Fantasies is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible explanation of sexual fantasy. Especially people curious about their own desires, couples trying to understand erotic differences, and therapists or students of sexuality looking for a psychoanalytic perspective presented in plain language. Its practical value lies in the way it reframes fantasies as meaningful psychological adaptations rather than embarrassments to hide or symptoms to eliminate. That shift can reduce shame, improve self-understanding, and create a more precise vocabulary for talking about arousal, safety, and intimacy. Compared with many books on sexuality that focus mainly on behavior, technique, or cultural commentary, Bader's book stands out for insisting that fantasy has an internal logic tied to unconscious emotional life. It is also unusually broad, connecting private erotic imagination to pornography, cybersex, boredom, and gendered patterns of desire. For readers willing to think analytically about sexuality, the book offers a distinctive bridge between clinical insight and everyday experience. If you would like to support Michael J. Bader, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.